Keaton, I certainly enjoy these chats when you've had a good innings, and they're becoming a more regular occurrence this season as well. You must be pleased with that today.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, and I'm very pleased. Pleased I can continue to help the guys out when we've needed it. But yeah, very pleased to be in the position we're in, kind of 50 behind, going into the last day, which could be a very interesting day of cricket.
There are four Durham players who've managed to get to at least five centuries in a season. One of them is currently coaching Hampshire at the moment.
I mean, Dale Benkenstein is one of the guys, when I arrived, was kind of my mentor. A guy I really looked up to and kind of really enjoyed working with. So to be in and amongst Benke and some other really good players is something really special.
Yesterday you went out and you opened the batting. You lost two partners in pretty quick succession, and then Jack Burnham and yourself had plenty of time to think about things overnight because of the rain. What was the plan this morning? Because you both went out there and you played well, didn't you? You weren't taking any risks. You were punishing the bad balls, but leaving the distance stuff alone.
Yeah, look, the plan was basically just to see how long we could bat for, just try and get up towards their kind of target. And then Barry McCarthy coming in at the end, kind of getting us up a lot, past the last batting point was brilliant. I mean, career best for him and first class 50. So, I mean, special day for him as well.
Yeah. Your partnership with Jack was a record third wicket stand for Durham by quite a considerable margin. I think it was something like 52 runs in the end. But then at the end of the game, when it looked like you might not actually get a fourth batting point, to put on 72 runs for the 10th wicket and declare, that was also a record against Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Barry and Bunny at the end played brilliantly against Tino as well, which is some good pace. Barry and Bunny played beautifully. So, I mean, hats off to them getting us over the line with the last batting point.
Didn't look, actually, like there was even any thought about the final batting point. It was just trying to get to 350, and it was chaotic. You lost three wickets in the 340s, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly, it was. But again, I mean, Barry's a big, strong lad and kind of a guy that never really backs down. He's a fighter and just finds ways to try and get through. I mean, you see it in his bowling. He chooses some dead periods to try and make things happen, and he tries hard. So, I mean, brilliant day for him and brilliant for the guys that we got that extra point.
I think your last innings here, 221 not out, was something like 9 hours and 38 minutes, and somebody told us you could have caught a midday train from Durham and got down to Penzance just in that time. 5 hours and 44 minutes today, someone in the grounds worked out you could have flown to Dubai and back.
Yeah, look, hell of a lot more enjoyable being out there than on a plane or on a train. But yeah, I mean, look, things have worked out at the moment and things are going nicely, so I feel like I can just capitalise in a bit of a purple patch and just continue to score runs.
It's interesting you say that, because Mike Caulfield, the Hampshire sports psychologist, was on air with us yesterday, and he said a few seasons ago he bought Jonathan Southgate here when he was Middlesbrough manager, and he spent the day with the players in the dressing room, and he had a look around, and he was asked at the end of the day what he thought about cricket, and he said, "I don't like it at all. The players have got too long to think, and you're better being with your thoughts in the middle than with your thoughts in the dressing room, aren't you?"
100%. Especially myself, I'm quite a big thinker. So, I mean, you end up kind of prancing around in circles for quite a while in the change room. So, yeah, I mean, to be out there batting instead of prancing around in the change room or in the gym or kind of hitting endless balls to try and find something is kind of a hell of a lot more satisfying being in the middle.
Are you doing anything at all differently? I know you work really hard during the winter to try and get yourself back on track. Is there anything you can put your finger on now and say, well, I'm taking this approach now and this is why things are working out at the moment?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the last couple of winters haven't been too different in how I've tried to set myself up. Possibly just a little bit of confidence in myself to actually just play and just enjoy cricket again instead of trying to get results. Did quite a bit of work with my uncle, who's a sports psychologist, and just trying to go through the process of enjoying batting and kind of the process of scoring runs instead of hoping for a result at the end of the day.
And where is this game now then? They have a lead of 60, but we've only got one day to go.
Very interesting day tomorrow, I think. First couple of sessions could be very interesting if we get a couple of wickets and put them under a little bit of pressure. It could be an interesting run chase in the last session.